perhaps one of the most powerful times we encounter Galus and Geula in our davening is the bracha of Re'ev on Yenu. Hashem, see our affliction. And especially in the way that the Seder Hayom understands it. When we say Re'ev on Yenu, Hashem, see. We don't have the ability to learn Torah, and we don't have the ability to fulfill mitzvahs properly. When we're stuck in this challenging, difficult galus, we can't do what we want because we have so many pressures of survival. And as a result of that, there is so much collateral damage. And because we're not learning properly, because we're not doing mitzvahs properly, we have nothing protecting us against doing averus. And if we ask Hashem, see this as a mitigating circumstance. Hashem, see our affliction of galus. See how difficult it is. See how hard it is to connect to you. And then have mercy on us and protect us even when we don't have the protection of the Torah and mitzvahs that we naturally shed or what you're brought to. Protect us from falling into the pits, the depths of averus that come as a result of the fact that we're in galus. That means that we don't have Torah and mitzvahs protecting us. See, Hashem, get involved. Get involved, help us, protect us. Be there for us. Understand us. See how difficult this galus is. You can kind of develop this thought and understand that no good wish, no good desire, no good thought of a Jew ever goes to waste. So Zakadish says, Lakaris Satava the Sabid. That Kodesh Baruch Hu keeps every pure thought and every hero tshuva that a Jew has. Anytime we want to give Nachas Shach to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Anytime we feel a sense of Agmas Nefesh that we can't do mitzvahs properly. And whether we fulfilled our responsibilities properly to Hashem. We ask Hashem, see that. See the fact that we feel tormented by the fact that we're not doing our mitzvahs properly. And take that thought, cherish that thought. Cherish that feeling that we want to connect. Cherish that feeling that we understand that we're in galus and it's so hard and we can't keep Torah and mitzvahs properly. And that we're just struggling for survival. So understand that we don't want to be in this situation. We don't want to be in galus. We don't want to be in a situation where we're being discriminated against and persecuted against, where we feel we have to run for our lives. We want to be able to keep the Torah as we should, as we can, with the shlemus of the fullness of heart, with a settled mind. Hashem Re'ev on Yenu. See that. Be there for us. Understand us and help us.